Let's go to Jimmy in Brooklyn, New York, east of the Rockies. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, I'm listening to your show. I love your show. I'm calling from WABC Radio New York.
Absolutely.
Philip seems unconcerned about Red China going to the moon. I believe he said something like, the more, the better. The problem with that is Red China is our enemy, and I believe they're humanity's enemy. We give them, and they steal technology, and they build for economic warfare and military war. They killed their opponents around the world, including in San Francisco about a year and a half ago. They murdered Mr. Leung in San Francisco. So they're our enemy, and they've been sending heroin here. I exposed three different communist Chinese networks. They all got arrested. One of them was a $100 million heroin ring. So if a country could develop or steal or get technology good enough where they could land on the moon, that makes them a huge military threat, and they declared themselves to be our enemy. They saluted when the World Trade Center collapsed, when it was bombed in Washington, D.C. They were high-fiving each other, and they got escorted out of the country after that, a bunch of Chinese communist men, supposedly newspaper men, but they were from the Chinese communist government. So I don't think we should poo-poo or be unconcerned about Red China.
Well, I'm not saying they're the good guys. I'm not a big fan of the Chinese government. I don't know about everything you've talked about, but I do know that their government is not the nicest group of fellows on the earth. On the other hand, they've had nuclear weapons since the 1950s and intercontinental ballistic missiles for just as long. So going to the moon for them doesn't makes them that much more of a military threat than they already are. In my opinion, I don't want the United States to get involved in another space race, because what happens then is your goal becomes to beat the other guy, and then what happens is Apollo, which was a magnificent achievement but had no sustainability. We went to the moon six times, we came back, and we were done.
Well, to see, that's the problem.
Well, I want to go to the moon to stay, and a space race doesn't do that. Partnerships do that. Partnerships actually help both sides, and it's possible that, like in the Soviet Union, that if the people start to rise up and the people's standards of living gets better, the government is in trouble. Now, it hasn't worked out terribly well for a lot of the individual nations in the Soviet Union, and I'm not an historian or a government political scientist, but it seems to me that it can only help us if we partner with people, because it's an expensive endeavor, and I think it should be done. Even if they are ostensibly our enemies, you know, the Soviet Union was as well, but we had Apollo Soyuz, and I think that doing stuff like that in the long run is a benefit. It helps everybody.
Give me your take on the collision between the two satellites, the Russian and the U.S. commercial one.
That's basically a huge coincidence, but it was inevitable. There are a lot of satellites out there, thousands of them, and they're bound to hit. Space is really, really big, and so the odds of any two given satellites at any given time hitting are very low. But over the course of years and years and years, it's bound to happen. It strikes me as a little odd that it was such a massive collision. It makes you scratch your head and wonder about conspiracy theories. You know, did somebody push that satellite in the way? Were they testing this technology? I don't know. It seems to me that if that were happening, NORAD or somebody would have known about it. I'm not an expert in this kind of thing. What I do know is that as we put more satellites into space, that is going to happen more often, and as these debris clouds expand, they become a danger to other satellites. There's actually rumors, and I have not seen anything substantiated, but there are rumors that NASA is considering canceling the Hubble servicing mission this year because danger from the debris clouds expanding from these satellites smacking into the space shuttle.
Now, that's very possible, if they can even get another shuttle up there, Philip.
Well, yeah, we'll see. There are always problems. They're having some minor problems with, I think, the hydrogen pumps on the shuttle right now. I saw something about that. It's just so hard to keep up with all the news pouring in that I'm actually a little bit behind on my shuttle news. I apologize.
What do you think of the SETI project? Do you think they should continue it, or do you think it's a waste of money?
Well, Seth Shostak, who's been a guest on this program many times, is an old friend of mine, and I do the occasional radio spot with him on his Are We Alone radio program. And we were both at Space Fest, which is a space enthusiast meeting this year in San Diego, where there were a lot of Apollo astronauts, actually, which is totally cool. And he gave a great talk saying that basically, if there are aliens out there broadcasting in radio, and there are reasons to think that they might be, it's cheap, it's easy, it travels a long way, you can put a lot of information in a beam like that, and it's an easy technology for young civilizations like us to be accomplished at. So if they're out there broadcasting to us, and given, you know, how far away they might be, how they're broadcasting, how often they may do it, Seth seems to think that within a few years, given our technology, we will have much better knowledge of whether there are aliens out there broadcasting to us or not. We may actually get a signal within about 20 years. So we'll see. And I personally, to answer your question, I think it's a fine idea because SETI pushes radio technology really hard. It makes radio astronomy better. And you can do radio astronomy while they're looking for signals. No data is ever lost. It's useful. And so I think at the very least, it's scientifically interesting. And at the very most, hey, go watch the movie Contact.
And you know, with the money that I think government wastes and gives out during the stimulus plan, I think SETI is grossly underfunded.
Well, NASA doesn't the government doesn't fund SETI anymore. It did for a while. And in fact,
it's all private. It's got Paul Allen came up with his money for the array of telescopes.
Right, the Allen Array in California. And in my opinion, I don't necessarily think that's something NASA should be funding. They should be worried about getting people into space.
So are they totally
let
private
SETI
now?
Be privately funded or let them get National Science Foundation funding to do this. And they're doing okay. They need money, but they're doing okay, better than when NASA was.
So they're cut off totally from the feds?
From NASA, I don't know if they get any federal funding, but from NASA, certainly, there's nothing going on there.
All right, well, we'll find out.
Don't quote me on this. Go to their website, SETIinstitute.org.
Well, we've got Seth coming up on a future show. He's got a brand new book coming out, so we'll be talking with him about that.
Confessions of an Alien Hunter.
Yes.
I read the preview of it, and it was really good. It's a great read.
Philip Leifert, thank you. Let's keep in touch, okay?
Thank you, George. I appreciate it.
Philip Leifert, he calls himself the bad astronomer.